So Be'ezer Hashem, tonight we are going to continue in our series of Iyun and Hilchos Shemitah, but it'll also be in Yana Dioma. We'll do the issue of Mishloach Manos with fruits of Shemitah. We're actually going to do things a little bit out of order, not in the style that we normally do. And if you'll notice in our booklet, what we have in front of us starts with the modern day poskim, and we're going to work backwards to the sugyas. I heard from Rav Nevin Sal Shlita, actually in front of you is my scrawlings, last Shemitah, 7.5 years ago, Rav Nevin Sal went through this sefer, Dinei Shviyas HaShalem, which is actually put out by, welcome to Eretz Yisrael, it's put out by a political party here in Eretz Yisrael, but it's actually a fantastic likut of Hilchos Shemitah. It has some beautiful, concise psakim and marmakomos. So some of the kolo fellows want Rav Nevin Sal to be lemaisa, lemaisa, lemaisa. So any sefer that they ask him to do, so he'll do. So he read through this Dinei Shviyas HaShalem and he made ha'aros. So in Perek Tezayin Os Yud Beis, they say the following: Le'inyim Mishloach Manos bePurim bedvarim sheyesh bem kedusha shviyas ayin bePerek Lamed Beis Sifim Aleph and Beis. Over there, in Perek Lamed Beis, they quote from Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach Zatzal that the halacha is that it is permissible to use Mishloach Manos with Peros Shviyas. In fact, you see the power that Reb Shlomo Zalman had here on Yerushalayim, that even though we're going to see it's a big debate on in the poskim, we're going to come out Be'ezer Hashem tonight trying to defend the position of Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal that there might be no makar in the Kadmonim to be machmir. Let's go one thing at a time. The lashon here in Dinei Shviyas HaShalem is muter lekayim mitzvas mishloach manos bepurim bedvarim sheyesh lahem kedusha shviyas vegam muter lahachzer lemi sheshalach lo. You're allowed to send with peros shviyas mishloach manos and return to somebody, and then it just says ve'yesh ha'mistapkim bazeh, and there are some who are mesupak on this shayla. At the time, we never got this far in the sefer with Rav Nevin Sal. We didn't get to all the way to the end of the sefer, but at the moment that he said it, he quoted from Rav Shlomo Zalman the following beautiful lashon: ein mishloach manos asar mitam schora. I wrote at the time. De lo mikayim bimishloach manos Schora, and he added the following. He added that it's not Poreya Chov, it's what we call Poreya Mitzvah. Let's take a look in the photocopy, the separate photocopy that I gave you. The Rambam in Perek Vav paskins that the halacha is that one is not allowed to use Peros Shviyas or Demei Shviyas. The Lashon Rambam here is on Dmei Shviyas, Perek Vav Halacha Yud. The Rambam says Dmei Shviyas ain Porim Be'emes Hachov, and the same thing applies to Peros Shviyas as well. So therefore, one of the questions is, at the end of the day, I'm using the Peros Shviyas for my own personal benefit. Let's say it grew. I have fruits growing on my tree. Let's say next year, Mirtz Hashem, they'll have Kedusha Shviyas. So it's going to save me some money. So that it would be one possible objection of using Peros Shviyas for Mishloach Manos. Comes along Reb Shlomo Zalman Zatzal and he says no. He says because this is not a Prias Chov. His lashon was it's Prias Mitzvah. It's Prias Mitzvah. If you take a look at Rav Nevin Sal, Rafi pointed out to me that Rav Nevin Sal in his Ha'aros in Tof Reish Tzadi Dalid quotes Reb Shlomo Zalman saying the same thing. Upasuk admor zal de mutter lishloach manos miper shvius vechein lahachzir manos lemishishalach lo ve'ein bazem mishum pareachova miper shvius, and the lashon was because it's not prias chov, it's prias mitzvah. Conversely, I was zochet to meet him, the grandson of both Reb Steinman and Reb Chaim Kanievsky. His name is Ish Steinman. That's pretty amazing, huh? So Avram Yishai Steinman. So he just put out a sefer called Siach HaShmita, which is based on the psakim of the Sar HaTorah, Reb Chaim Kanievsky Shlita. It's the reason why I start off with that introduction. And in here, Reb Chaim's psak, in page Kuf, he writes the following. Bipurim asur l'shloach manos mipera shviyas. You're not allowed to send for mishloach manos pera shviyas. V'chein ein lahachse misha shalach la, shezek emo sheporeach ovo mipera shviyas. It's considered as if you're poreach ovo from pera shviyas. Of course, Rev Steinman Jr., I was zochet to meet him because Mr. Rennert put out his last edition, so he was in the Tivariyeh. He looks like a little boy. They say he's a very, very big Talmud Chacham. He's a young man. I told you I want to deal with some of the... We're going to discuss more of the Pesachim in that Sefer by Dover Shane Miskavin. So I told him there's some things I want to discuss with him. Then I got to speak with him a couple minutes, but I wasn't aware of this Pesach. Almost all of his Pesachim are, of course, in communication with Reb Chaim Kanievsky, but as well, based on the Derech Emunah. It's based on, I had a hard time figuring out the Rashi Tevos on the bottom of Siach HaShmita, Tzadi Hei Lamed, but Tzadi Hei Lamed stands for Tzion HaLacha, which is the Sharet Tzion in the Derech Emunah. Says the Sara Torah of Chaim Kanievsky in Ha'ara Kuf Chaf Aleph, he writes the following, Ulechora Asur Lahachzir Mishloach Manos Beper Shviyas, We're going to be medayik shortly in every word of Reb Chaim Kanievsky. V'chem lechatchila l'shloach b'per shvius im adayin lo yotza yidei mishloach manos yesh li zoyer dahave kiporeachov. You have to be careful, it's like poreachov. So ostensibly, the tradition in the Kanievsky family was not to accept this chiddush of Reb Shlomo Zalman that Reb Nevensal suggested that it's Porea Mitzvah, it's not considered Porea Chov, and we need to be Ma'ayin more, now we need to start the Sugya, go to the Makaros after this interesting introduction. Rav Nevensal Shlita this morning left off with a Tzarech Iyun, with a pretty strong Raya that some bring to Aser, and it has an interesting development, the use of Peros Shvius. The one who collected almost all the Shitos in a thorough, thorough manner before Reb Shlomo Zalman's Chiddush is at the end of our booklet, is in the Shalos Tshuvas Minchas Yitzchak. In the Shalos Tshuvas Minchas Yitzchak, Chelek Yud, Simin Nun Zayin, Dayan Weiss, Zichrona Levracha, quotes many Mar Mekomos, and he quotes a very powerful Raya from a Magen Avram / Ber Hetiv. The reason why I say / Ber Hetiv will become clear in a moment. And he quotes the Shoel that has a Magen Avram that at first glance seems to be a bomb kasha and could very well be the makar for Reb Chaim Kanievsky Shlita for his Chumrah. A Magen Avram. And we're going to do this Magen Avram slowly, and we're going to trace the sources of this Magen Avram and then get into a lumdus of how the Isser of Schora works, what is the Isser, the Lomdus and the Isser of the Magen Avram, and then come back and read every word again of Reb Chaim Kanievsky Shlita, and then go through the different Svaras of the Poskim. In Hilchas Matanas Lavyon, in Simin Tov Reish Tzadi Dalit, the Magen Avram has an interesting Chumrah, which he quotes from the Shnei Luchos HaBris, which of course is a fascinating Sefer, which is a Sefer which is a combination of both Halacha and Agada by the great Kadosh the Shalah. And the Shalah is quoted by the Magen Avraham as saying, following, Matanos, when it comes to Matanos Lev Yonim, it needs to be Mishelo. Velo Mishel Mos Meiser. And you can't use Mos Meiser. And then he adds, Vimbo lahosif mosif mishal meiser. And if he wants to add, then he could add meiser. Now, if you take a look in the Shalah and the Ma'aril, there's room to say that he was even discussing meiserani, meiser rishon that goes to a levi. But the pashtus is that we're talking over here about somebody's meiser ksofin. A person's Meiser Ksafim. Can I use my Meiser Ksafim for Matanos Lev Yonim? And we'll see in a moment from the Ma'aril that he's quoting The halacha, it seems to be that we're talking about Maaser Ksafim. Okay. What in the world does this have to do with our shaila about Mishloach Manos? So, if you take a look, the Be'er Heitiv, when he quotes this, we don't have this photocopied in front of us. The Be'er Heitiv, when he quotes this Magen Avraham, he points out in this Makar of the Shalah, which we did photocopy, Beferish speaks about not only Matanas Lehavyonim, also Mishloach Manos. Suggests Reb Shlomo Gestetner very sharply in as the Shoah, too, who's a Dayan in the Eda Haredis, suggests very sharply too the Minchas Yitzchak, that it could very well be that the problem is that you're being poreachov, that you're not allowed to use, let's say if we were talking about Maiser Ani, that you're not allowed to use this Maiser Ani to be poreachov. And he suggests that's the same problem when it comes to Shemitah. To use Peiro Shemitah for Mishloach Manos is also going to be problematic, as well as Mos Meiser, because you're using something when it comes to Mos Meiser, it was already supposed to be given for tzedakah, you can't double dip. And when it comes to Peiro Shvius, there's a Beferish Halacha that says that you can't be Porei Chov with Peiro Shvius. This is a Chov that a person has. Why does it seem that there's a Makar that says that? And then I'll take Rav Gidon's Ha'ara. First, let's internalize what the Magen Avraham's words were. The Magen Avraham gives us two makaros. Number one, the Shalah. Number two, the Ma'aril. The Shalah says, Mos Meiser is also from Matanos Rav Yonim. Then he says, but if you are adding more money, in other words, you give the Evyon the basic Chiyuv, you give him Shtei Matanos. But instead of giving him Shtei Matanos, you give him more. Shtei Matanos from your own money, and another eight more from, let's call it, Meiser Ksafim. So then in such a case, says the Ma'aril, that's okay. Take a look at the source of this Ma'aril. Tshuva Simin Nun Vav. The Ma'aril introduces the following idea. He says, Have a Davar Shebechova. Second line into Tshuva Zayin and Simin Nun Vav. You're being poreacho from your meiser, and you're not allowed to do that. Reb Chaim Kanievsky is probably putting all of these things together. The Hainu, the Ma'aril, which is the source of the Magen Avraham, tells us what the problem is when it comes to Matanis Lavyonim. And he says, it's considered as if you're being poreachov. And therefore, the Be'er Heitiv, when he extends it to Mishloach Manos, that extension will not only be a halacha for Meiser, that will also apply to Peiro Shvius. Why? Because Peiro Shvius is also awesome to be poreachov.
It's for different reasons.
Different reasons. But that's the fun. That's the source of what's going on. That's where how we got from a Magen Avraham that was talking about Matanis Levyonim. But the Be'er Heitiv sharply points out that the Shnei Luchos Abrius, Beferish says that it also applies to Mishloach Manos. And the Ma'aril said that the problem is that you're being Poreachov. So if you put two and two together, it could be that there is a Shaila in the post. Now, there seems to be a Rambam that would say Beferish that's not a problem. What's the difference? And maybe there are Terutzim. What's the difference? Perek Hei Halacha Gimel. The Bikiyim over here will point out to me that it's not just a Rambam, it's a Beferish Gemara, but there's a reason why I'm choosing the Rambam specifically. What's the difference between this, between a case of Hamikadesh B'Peiro Shvius? A man goes over to a woman And he says, I'm being mekadesh you with Peros Shvius. The halacha is that she's mekudeshes. Of course, if a man goes over to a woman and is mekadesh or with maiserani that doesn't belong to her, she's not mekudeshes. Comes along Ramesha Schwartz and he suggests the following pshat. There's a difference between the two. Because what's the answer? What's the difference between the two? The answer is obvious. When it comes to Peros Shvius, so then in such a case, the Peros Shvius are mine. It's just I'm not allowed to use it l'schoira. That's what the Rambam is talking about in Perek Vav. However, when we're talking about Meiser, that Meiser Rishon that belongs to a Levi, it doesn't belong to me at all. I can't be Mekadesh the Isha with something that doesn't belong to me. Oh. So l'chura, that's the pshat in the Rambam. And then, one needs to wonder, what exactly is the problem of being Poreach Ova when it comes to Mishloach Manos? What then is the pshat in the Ber Hativ? What's the pshat in the Shnei Luchos HaBris? Leaving aside, before we're not taking sides yet between these two giants or defending our Rebbe and so on and so forth, our Rabbeim. Just before we get to, everybody wants just Halacha L'maisa, Halacha L'maisa, Halacha L'maisa. Before we get to Halacha L'maisa, just understand, so what's going on in the Ber Hativ, the Shnei Luchos HaBris? So first of all, I just want to point out that it happens to be not everybody would agree necessarily with the Rambam's formulation. I throw this out to the Lomdim over here. Tosas Avodah Zarah, excuse me, on Samach Beis Amud Aleph, photocopied right before the Rambam. Dibra Maschil Nimtza Zeh Poireya Choyvoy Mipera Shviyas. Over there, Tosos quotes the Gemara about being Mekadesh and Isha. And Tosos does two things. Number one, Tosos gives a very powerful makar for probably one of the world's greatest experts who's not as famous as Rav Nevinzal Shlita and Rav Chaim Kanievsky Shlita, but he's definitely in their league in Hilchos Shmita, one of our favorites of this year that we're learning Hilchos Shmita together, Rabbi Yosef Lieberman, maybe well. The Shailus Uchuvas Mishnas Yosef brings a raya from our Tosos that you can't use Peros Shvius for Mishloach Manos. And I want to point out that it might not be a coincidence that Tosos is not necessarily into being Mekadesh and Isha be Peros Shvius. Tosas concludes, in Dibra Maschel Nimtza, Tosas concludes, Vitaima, why do we allow it? Mishum Pirya Verivya, Ikilube, they were makel, you know, it smacks already of Schaira. It smacks that he's saving himself a nice wedding band. It smacks of Schaira. For that reason, says Tosas, I'm bothered. The Rambam never said he has any problem with this. Tosas says, Zakula alts piriya verivya. And Tosas says, maybe it's only b'di'eva the kedushin's chal. L'chatchila, it's asur. If the Rambam held that way, then Rambam l'chura somewhere should have told us this. Rambam just said, m'kash perishvi, m'kudeshes. Happens to be, there's a lot of iyun in the sugi of kedushin, of the other examples of the Rambam over there, Perakeh. There's a lot to say about that. But either way, Tosas seems to learn that's b'di'eved. It was a kula because of Piri of Arivia. Oh. Now, take a look. I don't have the Mishnas Yosef. I'm kicking myself that I went to buy the Mishnas Yosef on Shvius, the beautiful, it was once four volumes, now they combine two volumes. But I didn't buy Shailas Uchuvas Mishnas Yosef on Shvius. That's another two volumes from the great Baki in Hilchos Shmita from Rabbi Yosef Lieberman. But I do have the Minchas Ritzchak, who passed away quite a few years ago, already Rabbi Yosef Lieberman was already a famous expert in Hilchos Shvita, and he quotes from his Sefer. In page Kuf, in Minchas Yitzchak, he quotes the Mishnas Yosef as saying, L'chatchila, one should not send Peros Shvius. Beferish against our Messiah that we have from Rabbi Shlomo Zalman. V'kosav de l'chayra, lo'y nachon lasis kein. Lotzos yidei chavatz m'shalach manos l'chatchila Peros Shvius. And he quotes the problem of being mistaker, and then he has our Tosfos. Our Tosfos in Samach Beis, on Samach Beis Amud Aleph, in Avodah Zarah. And what is the opening line of that Tosfos? Tosa says Poreya Chovo is mistaker bepero shvius. Anytime you do anything that appears that you're gaining through Peiro Shvius, by definition, it's going to be Asur. So now, that's why Rabbi Yosef Lieberman Shlita says, L'chatchila don't, because it appears you're being mistaker. L'ni Yizdaiti, I'd like to add, there seems to be a fundamental machlokas between Tosos and the Rambam on this question. According to Rambam, it's not considered Poreachov at all. The fact that I'm getting tangential benefit from it, when it comes to Peroshvias, there I'm allowed to use the Peroshvias for my purposes. Eating, I want, I could eat. If I want, I could be Mekadesh and Isha. The fact that Cheshbon, I'm going to end up saving some money on the wedding band, is not considered a problem. Tosos, who says in any way you're Mestaker, but Peroshvias, it's a problem. And Eina Chanami, therefore, for Rabbi Yosef Lieberman's, and it fits beautifully in Lashon Tosfos, because Tosfos said L'chatchila, you're not supposed to do it even when it comes to Kedushin. Comes along Rabbi Yosef Lieberman and says that you can't do it L'chatchila. The question, though, is what is the Pshat and the Magen Avram and the Be'er Hetev? Is this what the Magen Avram and Be'er Hetev are saying? They're saying L'chatchila, no, because the Chshash you're going to be Mestaker? Or is there something else that's at play? So let's take a look at the Shalot. Rav Gidon, so far so good? No, go ahead, fire away.
Can you talk about the Magen Avraham that one, that if you assume it's only talking about Maisik Safin, so then if Maisik Safin is a neder, min of neder, then the neder might not allow you to do it, but it has nothing to do with the Dushu
Shalot
itself.
Right, so but then
the mitzvah itself. It's just that the mitam neder, the minug doesn't allow you to...
The minug of the Maiser Ksafim is not going to allow you to use this for something else. Very good. I think the Shalah doesn't say it as with that lamda should twist a minug, but I think the Shalah is driving at the same idea.
By the Dusha Shvi's, there's no mitzvah of the Shvi's that you do.
Oh, very good. Very good. I'm sorry I'm interrupting you, but I don't want to throw around too many different klalim, but you're heading in the right direction. Let's just, let's not speculate. Let's do things black on white. Let's see what the Shalom himself says. We'll take, since you already started that one, we'll leave your second Ha'ar and we'll come back to it, Bli Neder. The source, of course, was the Shalom, Shnei Luchos Habris. Shnei Luchos Habris in our booklet is after the Ma'aril. Shnei Luchos Habris appears in Maseches Megillah. Os Dalid Amud Hatstaka. That's how it appears. And we're going to see, as Rav Gidon was driving at, that it could very well be that the concern that the Shalah is having is a very, very different type of concern than the issues of Peiros Shvi'is. And I think that is a defense for Rav Shlomo Zalman's psak. Let's take a look at the Shalah. Kol Dover Shebechova Eina Ba'al Menachulim. There's a general rule in Chagiga that says that you can't take something that's Hegdish and be Magdish it. You can only be Magdish things that are of Chulin. Binyan Olas Ri'iya, and that applies to Olas Ri'iya, the Chagiga, Shein Abba Me'am Maisel Nechulin. And comes along, this is obviously the awesomeness of the Sefer Shnei Luchos Habris, is he often takes principles that are both Halacha and Kedusha or Agada or Kabbalah, and he applies them even to Halacha L'maisa. And the Magen Avraham liked it. V'cheinir li l'inyan Purim. Sheno agim b'machzis ha-shekel. The same applies to the machzis ha-shekel of Purim. U'mikol shekein mishloach ma'asam ha-tanus ha-vyonim. Shehotza zu yoytzi adam mishaloi. V'loi mimois ma'aser shaloi. He should take it out of the things that are his, and not something that's already been sanctified. In other words, the whole idea that, this taps into, I'm sure you thought about in Parsha Shkolim, that the whole idea is that it has to be from you. It has to come directly from you, from inside of you. In Chassidus Vidarshan also, it has to come from inside. V'chulei, v'chulei. So says the Shnei Luchos Habris, that doesn't only apply to Machzis HaShekel, it also applies to Matanis Lavionim as well as Mishloach Ma'aser. So the Be'er Hetev is right. The Be'er Hetev is right. The Be'er Hetev is right that if you look in the Shalah, it's not only a halacha in Matanis Lavionim, it's also Mishloach Manos. It's also relevant to this topic. However, as Rav Gidon points out, I think once you look up this Makor in the Shnei Luchos HaBris, it's very, very different than the Shiloh of being Porea Chov by Peros Shvius. What's the Shiloh for the Shnei Luchos HaBris? The Shiloh of is that you're using something that has already been destined for another Kedusha use. Peros Shvius is not that way. Peros Shvius is supposed to be eaten by Kedusha, but Kodesh Baruch Hu wants you to eat it by Kedusha. Kodesh Baruch Hu wants you to use it in the way you would like to use it. It's yours. It's entirely yours. But in a way that's confined and described and sanctified through Kedusha Shvius, as we've discussed in other Shiur. If that's so, so then Luchura, this is the Pshat in the Magen Avram. That's what the Magen Avram is describing. That's what the Be'er Heitev is describing. Then what will come out is Rav Shlomo Zalman's Yisod, this Kafta Referach. When we're talking about Ma'os Meiser, so then in such a case, the Ma'aril is 100% right. Ma'aril says, when you're talking about Ma'os Meiser, so then you have a problem that you can't be Poreacho from something that belongs to somebody else or is destined for a Kedusha that belongs to somebody else. However, when it comes to Peros Shvius, there, we don't see in the posting that's called Poreachov. Why don't we consider that Poreachov? Comes along Reb Shlomo Zalman and he has this brilliant Hagdara. There's a Chil Hagdara, there's a Prias Chov, and then there's Prias Mitzvah. Prias Mitzvah is not the same thing as Prias Chov. I'm saving money? So that doesn't seem to bother the Rambam, we're pointing out. According to Tosos, maybe there's an Inyan Lechat Chila. And that, I think, is the omek of half of the psak of Reb Shlomo Zalman. The only thing is, if you look at Reb Chaim Kanievsky's Shita, even though we're going to come out defending our Masorah, Reb Chaim Kanievsky's words are meduyak as well. Even though we're going to defend the psak. Take a look at Reb Chaim Kanievsky's Lashon again. What was his Lashon in Ha'ara Kuf Chaf Aleph, in the Tziyuna Alafa? His Lashon was 100% meduyak. Look how he starts off. Ulechora asur lahachsir mishloach manos miperish shviyas dehavik imeshalim lo tgmulim. This is another shayla, and this shayla is not pashut to me at all. Is going to be mutter, even though Reb Shlomo Zalman also was matter. And that is, what happens if someone already paid you? Not paid you, sent you mishloach manos. So then, in such a case, if he sent you Mishloach Manos, then if you're returning to him Mishloach Manos, Gemulin, then that's not Pashut at all, that's Mutter. In fact, the Beferish HaHalacha, in the Rambam, Perek Vav HaLacha Yud, Ve'ein Mishalim Mehen Tigmulin. If somebody does a favor with you, you can't pay him back with Peros Shvius. So al's the halach of Poreachov, vis-a-vis Poreachov. For sure, we want to argue there isn't. But Reb Chaim Kanievsky starts off first with the chshash of being Mishalim Gmut Tigmulin. And here he's not the first. Again, the Minchas Yitzchak did an excellent job in garnering together the poskim, and he quotes the Ben Ish Chai had this concern. In the first column on page Kuf, again, it's Tshuva Nun Zayin Chelek Yud in the Minchas Yitzchak. He quotes the Ben Ish Chai as having this problem about being Mishalim Gemulim. So then, in such a case, then I could really hear the Chashash. And that's why Reb Chaim started out first with the Mishalim Gemulim. That was the first formulation, Mishalim Gemulim. By the way, that's his Lashon, Reb Chaim's Lashon, is more meduyik than his grandson's Lashon. His grandson, Sarov, it's also Lashloach there. And then he said, and also Gmulim. No, it's more obvious that the Isser is Gmulim. Gmulim is more masha that that's also because that's beferish in the Rama perishvish you can't use. Nothing to do with Purim per se. Nothing to do with Mishloach Manos. It's not Porea Chov. It's Porea Mitzvah. Reb Shlomo Zalman taught us. If you accept that. But the other problem is Gmulim. That's a real problem. And now Reb Chaim's lashon is mamish meduyak. What's the Sara Torah's lashon? Take a look. His lashon. He continues on. V'gam lechatchila l'shloach peros shviyas im adayin lo yotzei idei mishloach manas yesh li zoher dehave kiporei achova mitzorech iyun. Reb Chaim understood that it's not poshut at all. He wrote yesh li zoher. Oh, that was the lashon of Taisus. Taisus in the Avoy the Zara on Samach Beis. L'chatchila, you're not supposed to do it. Yesh li zoher. There's an inyan, because maybe, where do you draw the line of being mistaken of Peres Shvius? And Shlomo Zalman felt that that was already too indirect to be considered asur. Now, Rabosai, I just want to point out that the lomdus that we're saying, many people misunderstood the Magen Avraham. Many people misunderstood the Magen Avraham. They thought, and the Be'er Heitev, they thought that what the Be'er Heitev is saying is that Mishloach Manos, is some type of financial obligation that I'm fulfilling. But I want to point out that, now let's make it Purim Dik. Let's connect it to Purim. There's a very famous machlokis between the Truma Tzadesh and Reb Shlomo Alkibutz, the Baal Manos Alevi, of what is the requirement of Mishloach Manos. Is there Mishloach Manos, as it seems from Lashon Rambam, wasn't Truma Tzadesh and it was Mechadesh, and this is a simple reading in Shulchan Aruch as well, that Mishloach Manos is an idea that part of my Su'udah is not only to eat the Su'udah, shouldn't be Simchas Krasi, as the Rambam describes in Hilchas Yontif, but I'm sharing my Su'udah with others. So the idea is I need to share my Su'udah. Or the Manos HaLevi says it's about being Marbe Av of Achv of Reus, and there are many, many, many Nafkaminas. I remember once a Talmud Chacham giving 15, 20 nafkaminas, giving al chavura. When I was up to nafkamina number 12, I was convinced, yeah, it's a good chakira. You know, they dream up all these wild, wild, wild nafkaminas about this famous chakira. It's a nice Purim Torah in its most positive sense. One nafkamina is a beautiful nafkamina in the Ramah. What happens if I send you and you say, I have enough food, I'm mocha, and you send my shliach back? So according to Manos HaLevi, for sure, you were Mekayim, the Ava V'Yachva. According to the Truma Tzadesh, and I didn't share my Su'uda with you. It's a halach in the chalos of sharing the Su'uda. But L'kulei Alma, Mishloach Manos is not a chiyuv mamoni. It's not a financial obligation. It's not a financial obligation. If it's not a financial obligation, so that's what Rav Shlomo Zalman is teaching us. This is not priyas chov; it's priyas mitzvah. That's the omek of that mesorah of those four words. It's not priyas chov; it's priyas mitzvah. That's the yisod over here. So lekulei alma, both lefi the Manos HaLevi and the Truma Tzadesh make sense. And what is the chumrah of Reb Chaim Shlita? Reb Chaim Shlita's chumrah is that it's based on maybe that Tosas in Avodah Zarah seems to say that they're lechatchila, we have to be choshesh, v'chulei v'chulei, so that's where his chumra possibly comes from. Because l'aniyas daiti, it's very, very hard to put it back into the Magen Avraham. Even though, in the time of the Minchas Yitzchak, there were many who wanted to say that based on the Magen Avraham, it's asur. However, if we formulate it this way, it'll be kafta referach. I'm indebted also to one of Talmid Chacham in the old city of Yaakov Darmoni, who started before I was ma'ayin into these marakomas. I went over to Rav Nevensal this morning, and we left it off as a little bit of tzarech iyun, this Magen Avraham. He thought about it, and we worked, but I didn't have a chance to go through the Makaris yet. So, and then we came up with a formulation that turns out, I think, once you see the Shnei Luchos HaBris, that's the emistic of formulation. But it's a lot better than just Stam Mesvara. And when we said over the formulation, he liked it, that this was a good defense of Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal's Shita. So let's now discuss bottom line. Bottom line, what emerges is the following. Even in Bnei Brak, if I'm not mistaken, you always have to be sure. Never assume that something is mutter in Bnei Brak until you check that it's 100% sure. Yeah, the way they say is only v'yitachem. Even in Bnei Brak, it could be that it will be mutter if already I send two manos that's Chulin, and I'm adding Peros Shvias, then what did we see from the Ma'aril? The Ma'aril said that if I'm allowed to send Ma'aser Ksofim and add if I already had Chulin from myself. So therefore, Rev Ish Steinman Shlita suggests V'itachin Shem Shtei Manos Michulin Lo Ichbaslan Shashar Yosef Mi Peros Shvius. If already you're sending Peros Chulin, then Lekulei Alma it's going to be Mutar, and that is Mufurish in that Magen Avram. The source there will be from the Magen Avram. If a person is sending initiating, then it could very well be Meikur Dedina Peros Shvius. According to Reb Shlomo Zalman, it was entirely permissible. However, we would add that it's another level of chiddush, where Rav Shlomo Zalman says that even if you do gemulim, it's also going to be mutter. What's Rav Shlomo Zalman's svara? This is called priyas mitzvah. This is not chov. Gemulim is beferish aser by perishvius. That's when I'm doing gemulim, when I'm doing business with you. Then it's aser. But mishloach manos, whether you send me first or I sent you second, it's going to be aser. Rav Chaim Kanievsky, the way I'm being medayik in his lashon holds, no, that gemulim is a little bit more. Is a little bit more concerning, because there it's a beferish Rambam that it's aser to do gemulim. And then Reb Chaim Shlita is even more machmir. It's very hard for us to understand. It's hard for us to say, like the Minchas Yitzchak originally quotes, those who want to say it's a beferish Magen Avram that's aser, we find that extremely, extremely difficult. Trying to remember, I saw one Likud Sefer that's how they present it. Al Pi Magen Avram, it's going to be aser. No, that's what we're fighting against. See, I remember the Sfarim that I enjoyed, the Sefer that I didn't enjoy, I don't remember where I saw it. No, we're fighting against that. According to the Magen Avram, for sure it's going to be what? According to Magen Avram, for sure it's going to be permissible. There's no problem. The only issue is, how far do you draw the line of being mistaker from Perishvias? We wanted to argue from the Rambam, if you could be Mekadesh, there's no problem when it comes to Mishloach Manos. However, Chaim Kanievsky is machmir on that as well, and therefore lechatchila not to send parashiyos. And of course, the Eitzah is very simple. The Eitzah, some poskim, the Mishnas Yosef develops the Eitzah to be mechalel peros, to be mechalel the kedusha. It's a very, very complicated Eitzah. For Matanis Lev Yonim, he suggests such a thing. But the simplest Eitzah is always just to add on. Once you add on, then in such a case, then it's going to be the simplest suggestion. I'll conclude with an absolutely, speaking about Gemulin and Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, I'll conclude with a beautiful anecdote that Renem Sal Shlita told me about. This is Rav Shlomo Zalman's anniversary. Was now. Rav Shlomo Zalman got married on a Purim Mishulash here in Yerushalayim. On another occasion I spoke about what his drasha was, which is connected to Inyanei Purim. And so they sent, the Mechutanim sent Mishloach Manos to each other. I forgot the exact last name of Shlomo Zalman's wife, the name of the family is with a resh. And they sent Mishloach Manos to the Orbachs. According to what I read, what I heard from, I read, and this I heard from Renevin Salmamish, that the Orbachs were very, very poor. And Rav Shlomo Zalman's wife came from a wealthier family. So they sent beautiful fruits. We don't know if it was Shnas HaShemitah, I don't think it was. They sent beautiful fruits, and they sent Rav Shlomo Zalman a present of a beautiful set of Rambams. But the Orbach family, they didn't have anything. It's such a human story. So you say that Rav Shlomo Zalman's mother took the fruits, and she reordered them. Sometimes we do that because we run out of candy or it's such a rush, we just take the Mishloach Manos and recycle. So she recycled, but she didn't have anything. So she recycled the same fruits. And she said, Simchas Purim, Gemulin, Mamish, Pshuto Kimashmo Gemulin. And she said, wish you a Simchas Purim. She said, the fruits are very beautiful. Aval al ha-Rambam ha-Kashe ain't Teirutz. But on the difficult Rambam, that they don't have a Teirutz for. They couldn't return anything back. We should be zocha to be mekayim, all the Simchas Purim, everything that Simchas Purim represents. Maybe I have 2 minutes. Should I tell you what Rav Shlomo Zalman said at his drasha? His drasha was dealt with a kasha that I think Rav Soloveitchik would have dealt with differently. The kasha that he dealt with was the following question. the Magen Avram. We're talking about Magen Avram's in Hilchos Purim. The Magen Avram asks the kasha on the Mechaber. The Mechaber is, he got married on Purim. Friday. It's an interesting question because it was Friday and it was a Purim Meshulash. But Mikra Dedin, the Mechaber says you're allowed to get married on Purim. Magen Avram asks the kasha of Eimar and Simcha B'Simcha. How can you get married on Purim? Eimar and Simcha B'Simcha. So Shlomo Zalman had a very strong Charifus. Shabbos Shal Shudas he darshan this pshat. And there was a machlokus between the Rabbanim afterwards whether he meant it only as Purim Torah or he meant it Aliba de Emes. And Rosh Hashanah Zalman said this Charifus Tikkat Eretz. He said like this. He said, when you say Eimar and Simcha B'Simcha, that's when the Yom Tov has a particular Simcha. You need to be Mesamech. And you're supposed to focus on that. Zman Yitzias Mitzrayim. You're supposed to focus on Yitzias Mitzrayim. You can't focus on your wife. There are two different rushes. Tosus discusses two different Makoros for it. Samachta B'Chagecha V'lo Mishtecha. Or Eimar and Simcha B'Simcha. But either way, you're supposed to focus on that. He said, but on Purim, is an Emek Bracha that seems to say this, not as Purim Torah, from the Brisku Rav. He says, the mitzvah is Adelo Yada. So the mitzvah is to be Misameach, but you have no idea why you're being Misameach. So if that's so, then you're able to also be Misameach B'Yishtecha. The only time there's a problem, Emar and Simcha B'Simcha, that Simcha has a Tachlis. But he says, the Purim of the because the Chiyuv is Adelo Yada, so then, now, what would Rav Soloveitchik say? Rav Soloveitchik had a beautiful mahalach, and now I get into drinking on Purim. And that is, Rav Soloveitchik pointed out that Purim has an amazing set of halachas. He had many diukim for this. I can't be marich right now in all of his diukim. But he pointed out that the Rambam puts the halacha of drinking a mishloach manos all in the halacha of Seuda. And he points out that there's no kedushas hayom of Purim. So all of the mitzvos, except for Megillah, possibly Matan Salvionim, are all connected to the Seuda. There's no chalos shame kedushas hayom of Purim. Ad kedei kach, Rav Soloveitchik held this halacha lemaisa for himself when he was an avelos on Purim. I heard that from his mishamish that he read the Megillah, he ate a quick Seuda, gave Matan Salvionim, and then he went back and he started sitting Shiva, even though it's against the Ramah. Seems to be against the Ramah. But he held this Yisod, that Purim doesn't have, this brought down the Harei Kedem, not the story I heard from the Mishamish, but that he held that there was no Kedusha Sayom. In Kenu Advarim, then Rav Soloveitchik, I think, would answer that Kash, the Magen Avraham's Kasha differently. The way you would say, you only say Eim Arvin Simcha B'Simcha when there is a Kedusha Sayom. There is no Kedusha Sayom. You could be Yotze all the Simcha B'Shas HaSud, and that's it. And as Anaf Kamina Lalacha, the number one, if a person drinks before the Suda, he pre-games it. So then in such a case, he's Mevatel. He's Mevatel the mitzvah of Shtiyah, because the mitzvah of Shtiyah is Dafka B'Soich HaSe'uda. Rav Shlomo Zalman L'Shitas, I didn't hold this way. And how do I know that? Before I even saw the Pesach, because Rav Chizkiyo Nevenzal is already, by 9 in the morning, by 8 in the morning, he's already, already drunk. Legamri. So the only way that could be is because Rav Shlomo Zalman held it. And Taka in the Sefer Shalmei Moed, that's the way it is. And Shalmei Moed brings down that Rav Shlomo Zalman had the mitzvah of Chayiv Nishu V'Sume already is the whole day. But that tradition that I had before that tradition was from Rav Soloveitchik. No, the mitzvah to drink is Dafka to drink B'Shas HaSe'uda. And if a person drinks before and already comes into the Se'uda, already in Adlo Yada, according to that, he's Mevatel the mitzvah of drinking on Purim. So we should be mekayim all the mitzvos hayom, all the mitzvos hashana, to be marbe besimcha, to be yotzei, to be mekayim mitzvah shmita keroi, and continuing the beautiful, beautiful mesorah and beautiful sets of halachos that we have. That even a small, such a what seems to be a tiny topic, a Magen Avram, with one line in a Magen Avram is this beautiful, beautiful, beautiful whole discussion about Mishloach Manos with Perosh Shmita, to be Mekadesh, all of our Maisim, and Mekayim, all the Halachos v'chol Proteha.